Hello and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine, because if you're going to have a drink,
might as well make it a double. How are you, Jasmine?
I'm good. It is now 2 days post Halloween.
Correct.
Which is November 2nd. Which we will discuss because it was fun. It was so fun night.
It was so fun. So we last left you Sunday of last week. Mm-hmm. I then proceeded to go out afterwards. Shocking, I know. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything after recording.
No.
Yeah, and then Monday, what did I do on Monday?
Don't you have rehearsals now Monday and Tuesday?
No. Last week was a what's it called? An optional rehearsal 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Maybe I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. No, I definitely did something. No. I went to dinner with my friend, Ariana. Hi, Ariana.
That's crazy that you have a friend named Ariana.
Yeah, we used to work together. Her last name starts with a C, as in car. My last name starts with a Z, mm-hmm. as in zebra. And mm-hmm. they did start calling us AC and AZ. Listening to this podcast, you understand why that was equally as confusing as Ariana.
That's literally more confusing than...
No, correct. But we used to work together at Macy's. I just love her. We're texting about something else, and last week she was like, oh, let's get dinner. Totally forgot. And then on Monday she was like, oh, are we still getting dinner? And I was like, I forgot, yes! So we went and got dim sum, delicious. Tuesday, rehearsal. Wednesday, sick. Thursday, sick. Friday, Halloween!
Nice.
What about you?
And I stayed at work late one of the nights, but I can't remember.
I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah. And yeah, Halloween. Halloween was great. We hosted a pregame at our apartment.
It was lovely. I think it was the most amount of people we've ever had here. And it was like 12 people.
And it was still not even that many people. And a lot of people like changed the RSVP date.
Yeah, because it was going to be at least 5 more people.
Yeah, at the very least. Yeah. So. But it was so fun. We had like tequila, apple juice, Sprite Zero, potion brew, and then Ariana made these shooters that were tequila.
It was literally tequila, lime, and simple syrup.
I didn't try one. Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially a margarita shot. Like, that's what I'm calling them because, like, that's what it is.
Sick.
Great.
Yeah.
I did slow roll my drinking because I was sick.
Yeah.
And I think it really worked out in my favor because by the time we got home, I was like, I'm basically sober.
Also, to clarify, I was dressed up as Lord Farquaad. Ariana was dressed up as Bieber Fever.
I actually want to say that I had a matching costume with Justin Bieber and Hailey's son.
Sun Jack. So cute.
Literally, the fact that I was matching with him.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Iconic. She called me up and she was like, Ariana, do you mind? And I said, absolutely not. Go ahead.
So if you remember the night that we ran into Cam Cameron, we noticed on the bathroom stalls that they had a thing at Ulysses that said like they were having a costume contest and like an event for Halloween. And we were like, sweet.
Yeah. Especially because they had live music and we were like, the live music was so good last time. Like, it's just a bar that like knows that you have to play crowd pleasers. You can't be playing like deep indie cuts. It's not that kind of bar.
Yeah. So we planned to do that. It was a shit show trying to get in. It like was literally insane.
It was like 20 minutes of insanity. And suddenly I was like, guys, I found a spot. Mm-hmm. If you can make it here, we will see the light.
Yeah, she literally found a spot that was like by the exit, but also like see by the bar. Stage, by the bar in the corner. And it was like a nice little, and we had like spaces to put our drinks on the counter. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Perfect spot. But to get to that, I literally was like, on her way, I saw Katie. She was getting, because it also came with a free drink ticket. So I was like, I gave Katie my drink ticket. And she's like, what do you want? I was like, perfect. And then I was like, where's Ariana? She's like, I have no idea. I was like, we're never going to find her. Because Ariana is so short.
To be fair, there was a point where I was like literally standing up on like the counter and Katie spotted me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way. Yeah. Because otherwise, like, I was like.
It was so packed.
It was so packed, and also like a lot of tall people. I was like, I'm too short for this. It was so scary.
Oh, also, I would like to mention when we were in line to get in, Ariana had she bought her ticket previously.
Yeah,
I thought I did, and then looked back, could not find my confirmation.
You should definitely complain to them.
But
to your credit card, to like a charge.
But we were in line with all of our friends, and then these four frat dudes literally cut in the middle of our friend group. And I was like, excuse me. And they were like, we've been here. I was like, no, you haven't. Boo, boo. And I just, like, a whole lot of us just started booing them.
Well, as you should. Incredible.
But I literally passed them on the way there. I was like, fuck you.
Oh my God. There were two dudes. It was so funny because obviously to get to that spot, mm-hmm. I had to like really power through people. And I'm small, but like when you're like short, like you can't push past people. Yeah, like you physically can't.
Yeah.
And I think that I was starting to have a meltdown, and these two dudes by the bar were like, it's Justin Bieber. Oh no, Justin Bieber's freaking out. We have to get Justin Bieber out of here. They were so nice. It was really funny.
That's hilarious. But yeah, so we were there, we were drinking. I was like, I didn't, as part of our group, like, wasn't in there yet. So I was like, oh, should we leave? I was like stressed because I didn't want people that came right. with us to not be able to get in. And like, that's why, that's the only reason I was like, should we go to a different bar?
Correct. I also fully thought that like the people who like didn't have cash were like, I'm leaving.
Yeah. They ended up coming back. Getting in and also finding us.
Which is
in itself
insanity.
Yeah. And then the biggest reason we really wanted to stay was that there was a costume contest, and Ariana was determined to get up on that stage.
Guess what, guys? I won first place. Unanimous to the point
the whole
where
crowd was the saying, Bieber.
To the point where the guy was like, okay, stop chanting Bieber. We get it. Bieber won. I have to pick second place now. And I was like,
it also was Ariana and then like a bunch of just half naked ladies on that stage.
And then the guy who was a pinata who won second place was in a onesie. Like,
come on, like, please.
Yeah.
But yay for Ariana winning.
Yay so for slay. Me winning. So slay. And I mean,
yeah. And then
what else am I gonna do with this year now? I mean, I won a costume contest. Like,
no, literally. And then at the very end, I was in line to the bathroom, which was forever years long, only for the women, and all the men's bathrooms were open, and like they wouldn't let the women in, even though there was a huge line for the bathroom, and there was empty male bathrooms. Nobody, no men waiting, wouldn't let us in, just to like use it. Guy behind me, he was so drunk, vomited on my Lord Farquaad.
Cape,
then went in front of me and went to the bathroom before I could. So I just smelled the vomit the whole rest of the time. Thank God it was like towards the end.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Threw the cape away. Sad, but oh well.
Oh well.
Yeah, but and then we just like went to our house and
yeah,
finished and now, up the night.
Yeah,
that was like basically it. But
yeah, I mean, it was a lovely night.
It was a lovely night.
Saturday I had rehearsal. But we did vote before rehearsal.
Oh yes, we early voted.
Go Zoran.
Did our civic duty.
Go Zoran.
Go Zoran.
And yeah. And
fingers crossed we aren't disappointed. Tomorrow?
Tuesday. Yeah. And do Tuesday. And I fear we might be.
You fear we will be?
I fear we might be.
I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic, but like we've been fooled before, and I'm just the optimism has been ripped from me.
True. I'm gonna stay optimistic.
Okay. You stay optimistic. Yeah. I'll just doom scroll in my head. Okay. Yeah.
I have to stay optimistic, otherwise I will spiral. So
fair. Okay. So do we want to dive right into the topic? Wait, I have one thing I want to say. Yeah. So do you remember how last week there was a whole like Group 7 situation going on?
Yeah.
Okay. So now there's people who are just like, you're seeing this. So I, this week alone, have been nominated for a Grammy and an Emmy. I'm just waiting for Tony and an Oscar for that EGOT, baby. Because I'm like, I don't want to be in Group 7. I want to be nominated for an Emmy and I want to be nominated for a Grammy. That's what I want.
I have not seen those at all.
Because that means that you haven't been nominated for a Grammy, obviously. Okay, now we can do the topics.
Okay. Am I first?
Yes, you are.
Okay, the first topic today is the Glamour Women of the Year mm-hmm. award. I believe all these women got covers.
I believe so. I think it's like a multi-cover situation.
Yeah. So to start off, since 1990, Glamour has honored the world's most extraordinary women, trailblazers, rule breakers, visionaries, and champions who have defined each year. This is the class of 2025. All right, first we got Tyla. So I'm going to say who it is, and then they did like a little, what is it called? Like just like a little quote like below their names. So like yeah. a little blurb. So Tyla, her blurb is talented, cool, and always dressed to kill. The South African superstar, one of Glamour's 2025 Women of the Year, embodies the look and sound of a new generation. Like, I think Tyla's a great choice.
Agreed.
The next one is Demi Moore. The Hollywood icon and Glamour 2025 Global Woman of the Year has always made bold choices on and off screen and continues to shape her own story.
Agreed.
Next one, Pat McGrath. From backstage icon to business mogul, the world's most in-demand makeup artist and one of Glamour's 2025 Women of the Year keeps rewriting the rules of beauty. Pat McGrath is incredible.
I love Pat McGrath. Let me tell you something. I have been a Pat McGrath stan for years mm-hmm. and only like in the past like, what, 3 years have actually been able to like actually purchase her mm-hmm. makeup products.
I have her foundation. It's amazing.
Her eyeshadow is, yes, it's ungodly mm-hmm. expensive. But yes. that eyeshadow is, anytime I wear it, someone's like, what are you wearing on my eyes? Pat McGrath. Yeah. Every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the foundation is $70.
Yes, but your skin has never looked
better. Yes, and it looks so smooth, and it looks like my skin, but correct. Just like so pristine.
This is the thing. There are things that are worth investing mm-hmm. in. Mascara, no. Eyeshadow, if it's Pat McGrath, yes. Mm-hmm. Foundation, if it's a really good quality, like the Lancome one, my Lancome one is $50 now. It was $43 if I started buying it.
Insanity.
Also,
I feel like with Pat McGrath, I feel like the only flowers she has ever gotten is like that Taylor Swift wears her lipstick. That's like the iconic thing. But I feel like in the big zeitgeist, your makeup person, you probably hear more. But I feel like to a normal
I
feel like people know that Taylor Swift wears the red lip and that it's Pat McGrath. And then that's all that they know.
But I guess what I would challenge that on yeah. is what other makeup artist that doesn't have a makeup line would you say is called out like that other than like Mario because of Kim and like.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that, like, she's never, like, I feel like, I don't
know. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm literally so proud of her because, like, an amazing makeup artist who first off, a woman of color who, like, her brand is truly tried mm-hmm. and true, again and again, a brand that, like, people are, like, quality above everything.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
That and that she's being honored with this is amazing. Like, I'm not agreed. Trying to diminish that. I'm just saying, like, she's put in the work for years, and like, I think that we should acknowledge that.
That's what I'm yes. saying. I'm saying, like, I'm happy that her name is in. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm happy
okay,
that
amazing.
Her name is out there. That it's not just, oh, we know that Taylor Swift wears yeah. lipstick, and that's all that's it. People
that's
talk
fair.
About. You know what I mean?
Like, to be fair, I also don't think that a lot of people only. I think only Swifties know
okay,
that.
That's
over. That
is over. But okay, the next person is Rachel Zegler. From West Side Story to Snow White to Evita, the rising star is building a powerful platform and she isn't afraid to use it. Incredible choice.
Agreed.
Miss Rachel, she redefined children's media and built her empire by centering empathy. Now she's channeling that same ethos into activism. Incredible choice.
Incredible choice.
And then the last one is the WNBA. As the internet argued over the face of the league, the women of the WNBA were coming together to fight for fair pay and a say in their future. These five athletes and the 2025 Glamour Women of the Year represent the real draw of the NBA. Its players, it's Nafisa Collier of the Minnesota Lynx, Jonquel Jones of the New York Liberty, Nayara Sabali of the New York Liberty, Lexi Hull of the Indiana Fever, and Satou Sabali of the Phoenix Mercury. Oh, is Nayara and Satou siblings?
Yeah, there's a lot of like siblings in the WNBA.
That's
like,
so sick.
No, like, is it like double teamed again? Like,
but also sad that like one of them's for New York and one of them's for Phoenix. I mean, they live so far apart from each other.
Yeah, but like, imagine but how so much fun sick. It is when they play against each other.
So sick. So sick.
I mean, you could say the same thing about the Kelseys, like Pittsburgh and Kansas City, Philadelphia and Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, but Katie would kill me.
I just think, like, honestly, like, a magazine has never been more on the polls than Glamour this year. I'm gonna
agreed.
Be honest, like, this list is so incredible, and like, it's not like self-serving or anything. It's literally just
and I also women think it quietly speaks to what Glamour is standing for.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Rachel is that's just the one I'm picking off this list.
Yeah,
She's lost so many followers and so many because she is so pro-Palestine. Mm-hmm. And she's like,
I mean, same with Rachel Zegler.
Same with Rachel Zegler. And I think that, again, they're saying the loud part quietly by saying, we are supporting people who are supporting the correct causes.
1,000%
And we stand.
We stand.
Okay, so the next topic is, again,
Okay, the next topic is that Chris Evans and his wife, Alba Baptista, have had a baby. The couple tied the knot in September 23, and they welcomed a baby named Alma Grace Baptista Evans.
Okay, also, the most gorgeous name ever.
I'm sure the baby's going to be gorge.
Well, Alma
On Friday, October 24th.
Oh, love that. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say Alma means soul, so it's like, that's such an
incredible
name. I'm just so happy,
so happy for them.
Like, I'm a little sad that, like, Chris Evans is, like, married and has a baby, but, like, I'm, like, really like, happy for him.
At the right age. Like, he's like,
you know. I mean, she's, like, 20 years younger than him. I know, but, like,
yikes, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 28, he's 44.
Yeah.
So less than 20 years, but.
It's 16 years. Yeah. That's not.
But less than 20.
It's less than 20, for sure. You're right. It's less than 20.
Also, at least her frontal lobe is developed. Was developed even when they met.
So. That is actually so true. And they were adults when they met. Exactly.
But so, congrats to them.
Congrats to them.
Chris, you know, as we know, you're a listener, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congrats.
And with all due respect, call me if you break up. As Selena Gomez once said. Okay, last topic of the day is King Charles strips his brother, Andrew, of the prince title and evicts him from the royal mansion. So,
also, finally, my God.
Yeah, so all of this, King Charles this week started the process of stripping the brother of Andrew of his titles and evicting him from Windsor in the most dramatic attempt to quell the scandal over the disgrace Prince links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Essentially, like, they are saying that they're kicking him out to, like, separate the family and, like, to have necessary censures that cement the split in the British royal family, or something like that. But, yeah, so because he was friends with Epstein for over 15 years, and also, there's been multiple memoirs released.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's taken this long.
It must be.
Do you think it was Queen? She didn't want to do it, so she like waited.
They were waiting until the absolute last second because they thought that the files weren't going to be released. Mm. And at this point, I don't know if they're going to be released, but like I think we're at a breaking point, and I think Charles is smart enough to understand. Maybe not smart enough, but savvy enough.
Well, get on the public's good
side. Correct. He's savvy enough
to
be like.
This is a PR decision.
Correct.
1,000%.
He's like, let's get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, we know what's happening with the person who mm-hmm. who lives in the house that is white. and.
Spooky.
but, yeah, and, like. There is a lot of pressure to release the list, and the fact that the government has been shut down for over a month at this point, I think, is truly because they won't release those files. Like, and if I disappear, I will say it again. Nobody's listening to this, but they won't release the files. Like, sorry, Congress isn't even in session. Like, what are you doing? Sorry. Okay. Still, I do think it's a PR decision, 100%, and I think Charles is. I think he's savvy enough with the whole, like, after going through, like, the whole Diana, Camilla situation, he's like, you know what? Andrew, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I'm king now. Deal with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is the last topic. Mm-hmm. Next, we have
TLDR.
Correct. Jasmine,
yes, I think that we should continue to time.
Okay, perfect.
So, if you could give me 30 seconds.
I mean, candidly, I would like to talk about this dress a little longer.
No, I know. Let's see if we can keep it to 30 seconds, and then...
Okay.
1, 2, 3. All right. Sydney Sweeney came out in the most cuntiest dress ever for the Variety Power of Women event on October 29th. Dislike her, but sorry, she served God.
No, like, she there's always something that I will critique mm-hmm. about what every single person is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I looked at that outfit and I was like, there's nothing that I would change.
No.
Not a
Plus
single,
her haircut. Oh,
not
so
a single hair I would have moved on her head. And that's how I know she's no longer being dressed by Chanel. And that's 30 seconds.
Period.
Okay. Next tipsy teaser. Ready?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yes. Camila Mendez and Rudy Mancuso are engaged. The he did a surprise proposal. Oh my God, I can't speak. She thought she was going to a birthday party, and then he proposed to her at this big surprise engagement party in front of all her family and friends. And then after that, they celebrated at Glenn Powell's Halloween party, which was tequila and
tracksuit
themed, which is an incredible theme, and we will be using it in the future.
32 seconds, amazing. No, I literally saw that theme and I was like, should I?
Incredible.
Okay, last one. Are you timing it? I don't need 30 seconds, but.
Hold on. No, that's the calculator. And go.
Okay, so Duff Cameron and Damiano David from Madison Fame are engaged. Huge ring.
Huge.
I love this for her. She has notoriously been in like really shitty on and off relationships. Mm-hmm. I think he probably treats her the best she's ever been treated. Mm-hmm. Like,
they're also so aesthetically pleasing.
They're so hot. So like, so hot. I mean, I love him. So okay. Mm-hmm. That is the TLDR.
Okay, period. Was there anything else you wanted to say about the Sydney Sweeney dress?
No.
Okay. Do also explain the dress. It was like silver.
I mean, we can post it on our Instagram.
Yeah, but just for like our listeners that don't.
It also kind of see through,
but her boobs were just like there, and it was like, but she was so like snatched to the gods.
It was a corset that had draping that was, it was like a twisted drape over it. That's that specific designer whose name
it was Christian Cowan ex Elias Matzo.
So Elias Matzo is known for that like twisted corset. It's like one of the signatures. Mm-hmm. And apparently people were like, it looks vulgar with her boobs, and I'm like, you didn't say that about the model on the runway. So like, what I'm hearing is you're objectifying Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
we all are. But like, the dress looks amazing. So shut the fuck up.
No, she literally looked like a painting. Like it was like painted on her. It was so gorgeous.
Oh,
so good. All right, welcome to Tipsy Teasers. Ariana has the one of the week.
Yeah. So Adults was from FX is officially renewed for season 2. They announced it on a couple TikToks and a couple articles.
This is a show we have previously talked about.
Correct. We're pretty happy about that. I literally sent it to Jasmine on TikTok, and then I think she texted me, and I was like, girl, I sent this to you yesterday. Like, what are you doing?
So excited.
Though. So exciting. So that's all we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Should we talk about what we watched this week?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Prior to saying that, we didn't watch the movie. We didn't watch.
We didn't watch Famous. Like the movie of the week. We just like didn't. We want to watch it together. Ariana's a lot busier right now than me, so it's like a little bit.
But we will be watching it after this recording. Mm-hmm. And
maybe
whatever. We'll be watching. I have to do my nails now
because
my nail is literally breaking. So we'll see.
Yeah. But still continue this movie for this next week.
Yes,
we will watch it this week.
Correct.
For sure. Whether it be today or at another time.
Okay, so what did we watch?
Oh, wait, I do want to say there's another tipsy teaser. They released the trailer for Scream 7. I know that it's like, I know
I
it's
almost,
unfortunate,
like, don't
but
talk about it because,
I know,
like,
but as a person, I introduced you to Scream.
Yes.
So I've been in this world for a lot longer than you. So I love this world, and it's really hard for me to part ways with it.
I know.
So the trailer looks incredible. I might just sneak into a movie theater and not pay for I don't pay for it anyways. We have AMC Plus. But
it looks so good.
It looks so good. And also Matthew Lillard is back. But very excited. Hopefully at some point I can illegally watch it or something so I don't support it. But also I really need to watch it.
I personally will not be watching it until it's free on streaming.
Yeah.
I'll
have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't want to support it, but I also like it will be killing me not to watch it. So
I mean, I agree.
Anyways, let's move on to you can go with your what you've watched.
Okay, great. So Survivor, great. So instead of doing the merge at 12, which we all thought, they were like, actually, fuck you guys. We're splitting you guys into four tribes of into three brides.
Oh my god, is
three
have they ever
tribes
done that?
Of four. They never have done it this close to the merge, I don't think. So basically 12 people left, they were in two tribes, and they were like, okay, now we're splitting you into three tribes of four, and one of you guys is going to tribal council, which is so scary because, like,
only four, like, you're, it's one out of four, like,
correct. The odds are not in your favor. The way that all of the tribes were scrambled, it's like every single one had two from one tribe, one from one tribe, and one from one original tribe, because it's like red, yellow, blue are the colors of season. So, like, but it's amazing television. It's definitely going to be the merge next season, next episode. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a really, really good season.
So, do you think they're only going to do the three tribes for one episode, and then
yes. I think it was for the purpose of causing drama. Gotcha. It might be one more episode and then they'll merge at 10. 10 is a weird number to merge at. You should merge at an even number usually. So they usually do like 13 or 11. That makes sense,
yeah.
But yeah, then I'm still watching Rehoni. Mm-hmm. I'm on season 3 or 4, I think.
Okay.
Jill and Kelly and all those people are still there. I know that at some point they're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. They're still
did this
there.
Happen? You're here and I'm here. Did that happen yet?
No, it's okay. Right.
You will know what happens.
Okay. The part that I'm at is that Luana's really mad at Ramona because Ramona's husband called Luann countless.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's going through a divorce through to the count, so it's like it's like a little mean.
Yeah.
Then Summer House, I'm on episode like 4 or 5. I haven't seen a lot. Dancing with the Stars, amazing. I'm really excited for Rock and Roll Week. I'm not shocked Andy's still there. And I will repeat what I said last week. Andy is dancing just as much, if not more than Dylan. Dylan can just lift Daniela up over his head. Mm-hmm. And that was made evident by the fact that Dylan's nails is now broken. Because all he's doing is swinging her around.
Yeah.
That being said, I love Dylan. Fine. I don't think that Dylan would be the one to go instead of Andy. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Danielle, which makes me really, really sad. I will continue to vote for Danielle because I think she deserves it. Do you have any comments on Dancing with the Stars? Mm-hmm. Chad Powers. I finished it.
There's I have not finished it yet, okay. But I think I have 2 episodes.
Okay. We can wait to watch it to talk about it next week. Mm-hmm. And then the Love is Blind reunion, which I also watched. One of the notes, well, this is spoiler. If you are not caught up, stop listening now. We have warned you. Don't yell at us in the comments. Mm-hmm. Amazing. The fact that Casey's the only person Megan is still friends with and told about the baby is very telling to me about who Megan is as a person, especially considering the way Casey behaved at that entire reunion.
I mean, it sounds like Casey was just flirting with every single man ever.
Also, it's just so frustrating to me because the only, like, I hate defending men, but, like, Patrick, to me, seemed like such a genuine guy who literally, he just went into that reunion being like, I just wanted answers, like, I thought we were still engaged, you were so, like, aloof and evasive and all these things, and, like, she just was like, I don't know what you want me to tell you, like, literally.
No, ugh, I hate her. She bothers me so much.
If she has 0 haters, I'm dead.
I also hate how she speaks. Me too. Wait, like,
Well, it's because
go, like, move on, speak. No,
she can't speak because she'd rather not speak than say the truth that she's a horrible fucking person.
I
know, but
I'm like, oh my god, I need to, like, put her in 2x speed. It's, like, infuriating.
I mean, that's fair. Any other notes on
that? Literally bothers me every single time how hot I think Joe is.
I know.
I just know he sucks, but
I feel really happy that Jordan feels okay about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Again, not to defend men, but, like, a lot of, like, at least Megan and Casey were, like, truly vile this season. Yeah. So I'm like, ugh.
And also sounds like he did realize from the show, I am not ready to change my life and be dating. So, like, he literally hasn't dated a single person since the show filmed a year ago.
That being said, I do think that has a lot to do with, like, Megan and how she treated him.
1,000%.
That being said, I think that when the right person comes along, like, it'll be fine. Yeah. But, like, I just hope he's okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Still, Stan KB, I always love her. She's incredible. I hope to see her and Allie on Perfect Match.
Okay.
I hope to see Edmund in therapy.
And I hope to never see Edmund on my TV screen ever again.
But he needs to go to therapy. Like, that is a not healed man that is probably...
Yes, but also Netflix needs to make a decision to not prey on their people. Like,
agree.
It needs to be both. I agree. He needs to go to an extensive therapy.
Extensive.
But I also think there needs to be a line. There's like a line where it feels like icky. You know what I mean? It feels like this man was like manipulated by production and like.
Thousand.
These are people's lives at the end of the day. Like they could have gotten married. Like.
Yeah.
It's like so scary.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'm trying to think of like the row that was above. It was Anton. And then who else was up there? That was above like KB and Kate and Megan. It was Anton. Oh, Madison. No, Madison was on that other couch too.
Madison was
so
on
who
the
was
bottom.
Above them. All I can think of is Anton.
And Patrick was at the
Patrick,
the
but then there was two other, I think there was at least one other person up there, and I cannot think of who it was.
Was what's his face with Drunky?
Nick. It was Nick. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Sorry that's what I call you. You're miscellaneous.
She did look amazing.
She looks amazing.
And like that's the kind of like that's what you want to look like when you Dave crazy and like
agreed.
Like she looked incredible. I was like, that was a revenge look for sure.
Agreed.
And she also articulated herself well, I feel like, at the reunion.
Madison also looked really, really, really amazing.
Oh, Madison looked so hot.
Like Madison is the hottest person.
Yeah.
What else did you watch?
Okay, I watched, Ariana doesn't want to watch Nobody Wants This Season 2, so I have permission to talk about it. It was basically the exact same as Season 1. Placement is insane. It's literally insane. It has the exact same ending as Season 1.
Cool.
They're like, we're not going to work, but we're both going to compromise. That's literally, and then you run after each other, and then you make out, and that's how it ended for the same exact as the first season.
So what I'm hearing is I'm missing nothing.
I mean, it was a fun watch, but like it was the exact same.
Yeah, there's just something like I love Adam. He's not
Adam Brody.
Adam Brody. I love Adam Brody. Love Kristen Bell. I have no desire to turn that show on, and I have to listen to my gut sometimes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially with my ADHD. Like,
yeah,
I literally will not pay attention if I don't want to. Like. Yeah.
So true. I do think like both of those characters became more insufferable this season. Like you could definitely like with the season two, a lot of their faults were showing like a lot more. And I was just like, Adam Brody became not as like sweetie love, like he was, but also like you got is like, he was giving her the same necklace that he gave his ex for like Valentine's Day or whatever. Like that's a shitty man thing. Like he's not as, like they want him to be viewed as like this like great normal man guy. Or whatever, but like I understand that men are still men, but like I just was like, eh. Now I got the ick from him, and like Kristen Bell was like kind of insufferable too, and also her styling was bad. Like whatever they were doing with her hair, it was so flat this season. Like last year, her styling was so cute and like chic, and like her hair was like it was like really flat, and like it aged her a lot.
Ugh.
I don't know what it was. Like, I hate talking about people's appearances, but the styling was really off this season.
I also feel like there's something about, like, a happy-go-lucky show that when you add a second season, sometimes you have to, like, add a list conflict that you're like, that's actually not what I wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I would have almost rather wanted? Another season of two very unlikely people falling in love. Great.
Yeah.
End season. Like, just because, like, I don't want to watch the stress. That's not why I watched the show.
Yeah.
Like, especially because they're only, like, 8 episodes. It's not like A New Girl where there's, like, all these, like, insane plots to, like, distract me from the drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like, or I would have rather watched, like, a season of, like, her being like, yes, I do want to convert. Or him being like, actually, I don't care anymore, like, at all. Like, that's not even, like, that's not a problem anymore.
Well, especially you because, know? Like, one, he's a rabbi.
Yeah.
It's not like the religion thing. He either cares or he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Period. Two, she either wants to convert or she's not willing to convert. Period.
Yeah.
You have to know, like, in your gut of guts, like,
yeah,
like, there's things that I know I'm like, I don't want that. But, like, if I was in a relationship and, like, there's certain things that I'm like.
But, like, for me, I will never be in a religion ever again. So that would be.
Correct. Like. Does that make sense? Like, there's things that are hard no's, and there's things that are like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And it seems like this is an impasse that they're at hard no's, and, like, that's my frustration.
So it's like the show needs to decide.
Correct.
Otherwise, it will be the same season every single season.
Correct.
But I did love Esther, though. She was the best character this whole season.
Esther's...
she's the brother's wife.
Oh, I mean, I loved her last season.
Like, I mean, I also... Her name's Jackie Tone, the actress. She was in the show Glow, which I fell in love with her. Yeah. And her and Kristen Bell have been best friends for, like... I guess she did a small role on Veronica Mars, and they've known each other forever.
Oh, love that.
And, like, I just, like, love her. And, like... But they really, like, flourished her character this season. She's, like, trying to find out who she is, and, like, her and... Sasha, the brother, like, are maybe going to be, like, separated for a little bit. Like, that was, like, the last episode. They were, like, she was, like, I don't know who I am. Because they got married young because she got pregnant.
Right.
So, she's, like, I don't know who I am anymore. She literally got bangs this season. Like, that should show you.
Yeah.
like blood bangs. Not just bangs. Blood bangs.
Yes.
You know you're questioning yourself when you get blood bangs out of nowhere.
I mean, what are you talking about? I definitely haven't gotten multiple videos on my TikTok being like, you should bleach your eyebrows.
But anyways,
I'm not going to.
I would love it if next season is like mostly about her, honestly. Or even she got a spin-off. Like, I would totally watch it. Like, I don't want them to split up. I think they're a great couple, but like also...
I also think that
she wants.
There's something about, like, I don't know how, like, to explain this, but, like, there are shows that after the first season, you're like, okay, you can tell that they thought of a plot and a way the plot was going to end. Mm-hmm. And there are shows that you're like, oh, you just repeated last season, and we'll figure out when the last season is, and that's when it's going to end.
Yeah.
I felt that way about My Life with the Walter Boys, even though there's literally 2 books, so I don't know why we felt that way. And
Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm. I literally didn't watch this last
season.
I did
not.
And then now nobody wants this.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness.
Yeah.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Switch it up.
I do think that that's the fault of, like, Erin Foster. Like, I think that she's just, like, not really a sitcom writer, like a show writer.
That being said, she could be the showrunner and the creative director
and then
have other people come in. Correct. She could say, you know what? Netflix could very easily have said, hey, you've never written a show before. You've never written a scripted show before. Why don't we get a line of top tier writers? You audition them, you talk to them, and they can be like, you guys work hand in hand.
Which very well may be what they did, but like they just need to like diversify it or something, because at least for me, I was not satisfied.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've seen a lot of reviews of other people saying the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason. Like, as soon as it came out, I feel like everyone was just like, meh. The only person that I feel like liked it was Emily, but she loves Adam.
I mean, I liked it.
But, like...
It was just...
It wasn't... But this is the thing. The first season was...
Great.
Was great.
Yeah.
And for it to go from great to fine, like, that's not a season I personally want to watch.
Maybe they did, like, fast-track it a little fast. You know what I mean? Like, they did, like... It did come out, like, less than a year ago.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, I know we complain about shows taking forever, but, like...
I would rather a show...
you did not take enough time.
I would rather a show take as long as Stranger Things has. Knowing how many shows have started and ended. Because you know what? The Duffer Brothers have never delivered a bad season.
That being said, we have not seen the last season yet, so let's hope.
Yes.
If they take six years, it better be fucking good.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Oh my god, the trailer came out. We didn't even put that in the Tipsy Chasers. It looks amazing.
I haven't seen it. I wasn't back on it.
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to you, though.
Okay.
But it looks amazing.
Amazing.
And I've been continuing watching Stranger Things, but I probably only watched like maybe 1 or 2 episodes since the last episode. Nothing like crazy has happened. It's like I think the last thing I watched was like she's back in like the sensory thing, and she's reliving what happened with Papa. Yes.
Okay.
It's crazy that like Papa literally like married her and Jake Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So like
that also goes to show like.
He must be, like, a really sweet man, honestly.
Yeah. Also, like, acting is so fake because, like, they met when she was so young. He must have been, like, such an angel off camera that she was like, this is an angel.
Yeah. And then the only movie I watched, me and Julia went and saw Regretting You last night, which is the Colleen Hoover with McKenna Grace, Allison Williams, Dave Franco, Scott...
Porchetta?
No. No, what's his name? His dad is like famous cowboy guy. What's his
Eastwood.
Scott Eastwood.
I was like, Scott, you gave me the most generic name to work with. His dad. Scott is dad.
Famous old cowboy actor.
Yeah, but then you said famous cowboy actor. Yeah.
And then the boy that was in the How to Train Your Dragon movies.
Oh, yes, as Hiccup. Yes.
And now him and McKenna Grace are together in real life.
I also think he was on a Disney Channel.
Was he? I don't know. Honestly, pretty. I actually really enjoyed it. It was extremely cheesy. McKenna Grace and the guy were making out so much. Like, I was like, they were making out in every scene. It was crazy.
No wonder they fell in love.
I would have much rather watch Allison and Dave Franco make out.
Yeah.
My God. Dave Franco's muscles, his arm muscles in this movie. Ooh. Me and Julie were literally like, we walked out and we're like, his muscles. I was like, the scene where she was cleaning up his head, and he just like this on the table. He's just like leaning against the table. But all I could see were his arm muscles.
Love it. Love it.
It was just like a fun, it was fun. Like little, like, there was like some sad moments or whatever, and very cheesy, but I enjoyed it.
Love.
And yeah, I think that was the only movie I watched this week. Oh, and then I did start Love Island Australia.
One episode now. I'm fully caught up to Love Island Australia episode 4. We'll wait to talk about it until you're caught up.
Yeah.
I
will catch up today.
I have thoughts. That's all I'm going to say. And we can talk about it when you're caught up, because we will.
Well, I just want to say some of the men are like so hot. These were I texted Ariana my initial thoughts when like I started the episode, like when the guys were coming in. Let me see if I can find him. Well, first of all, Bailey's so gorgeous.
Literally so stunning. Wait until you see her outfits. Canadian.
Oh, she's gorge. Mullet guy, I like. He seems like a nice guy. I hate his mullet.
It grows on you. That's all I'm gonna say.
But I guess like I think in Australia, like mullets are like a thing.
Again, it grows on you because he grows on you.
Okay. He just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Connor the nurse, extremely hot, and the Olympic swimmer, also so hot and tall.
So hot and tall.
When I ended the episode, there was a new
bombshell,
but I don't really remember him. Because I was also, we're kind of trying to be on Pop Culture Jeopardy, and I was trying to take my test, and I was like, I have to end this episode so I can take the test. But yeah, so that's all I watched.
Okay, song on repeat. My song on My song on repeat is Boy Band by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay. I'm adding it as we speak.
Amazing.
Not save. I want to add it.
You should save
Well, save now. I don't know how to unsave it. And my song is Tit for Tat by Tate McRae.
Amazing. Okay, so the next segment is 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. My celebrity is Chris Evans.
My celebrity is Rachel Zegler.
Okay. I feel like Rachel Zegler, Hunger Games, to somehow someone else. Who was in that?
Yes, but also you could do
what's her name? Viola Davis was in
A
Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Can I say mine?
Yes.
Sorry. So I was gonna say
I got it.
Hold on.
Well, continue.
Okay. Rachel Zegler to Peter Dinklage in Songbird and Snakes, yeah. Peter Dinklage to Chris Evans in Avengers.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
thinking. Because he made the Thor's new weapon.
Yes, he did. In Avengers.
In Endgame.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Amazing!
Yes!
As soon as you said Peter Dinklage, I was like, I got it!
No, I said Peter Dinklage and Ariana raised her hand. And I was like, no, I have one!
No, but that's why I covered myself, because I was letting you go. Okay. So if you like what you heard, force another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. And until next time, cheers!
Cheers!